I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. We're going to the edge today with dynamic and adventurous cellist Nicholas Gold, who is here with music of Paganini and Schumann. Nicholas Gold is here with second cellist Elizabeth Brown and pianist Brian Eads for this music of Paganini and Schumann. Nicholas, we were talking earlier before we went on the air about your ideas about this piece by Paganini. It's his own music, and then you're going to take it beyond the edge a bit, right?
Hopefully, I'm going to take it beyond the edge. So the Paganini variations, it's a variation on one string. So the lowest note on the cello, or what's written, is an open A. And for the range that I am doing in this piece, which I don't know if many cellists have done, and if it works out, I'm going to hit a high D, which is a whole step past the highest note on a piano keyboard.
About 3 or 4 inches beyond the fingerboard, actually, it looks
Like about an inch from the bridge. So it's...
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay. That sounds like some movie music.
A set of variations is on a theme from Gioachino Rossini's opera Moses, the Variations for Cello and Piano by Niccolo Paganini. And the cellist is Nicholas Gold, and the pianist is Brian Eads.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Nicholas Gold playing the cello with Brian Ees at piano, live in Studio C, going beyond Paganini, and the variations on a theme from Rossini's Moses by Niccolo Paganini. Music originally for violin, played on cello by Nicholas Gold here live in Studio C again. Well, you got that super high D at
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you were saying that you wanted to sort of improvise on essentially what is a set of written improvisations by Paganini, so I think you pulled that off well.
Yeah, so I found Brian and I have good musical chemistry. So this has been a last-minute performance, and so we got together yesterday and rehearsed for 10 minutes. And then today we ran through it before we played just now. So
Brian is more than just a pianist as well, so...
Yes, Brian's actually a conductor and an arranger, and he's leaving for 9 months because he's going to be the new musical director for the National Les Mis tour. So
congratulations
to Brian.
Bravo. Well, let's see. Music of Schumann. Nicholas Gold is adventurous for sure. Nicholas has brought in two movements from Robert Schumann's Cello Concerto in A Minor. Two cellos.
Yes, this is a little unique. I don't know if it's been done on the radio before.
It's probably never been done anywhere.
Yeah. So my friend Elizabeth Brown here is playing an accompaniment part that we had arranged and sort of made up from the score of Schumann, and I thought it would work really well with two cellos. The only problem that I realized with two cellos is during the solo lines, or during the tutti lines, I have to accompany her, so it doesn't sound transparent. So I don't have those tutti breaks to actually relax. So we'll see how it goes.
Good. Well,
it'll be exciting.
This is second and final movements, right?
Yeah. Actually, the first and second movement.
And yeah. Second movements. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. We'll come back to do the third later.
Okay. Music of Robert Schumann, Elizabeth Brown, and Nicholas Gold. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful music by Robert Schumann and an amazing arrangement for two cellos. The first and second movements of the Cello Concerto in A Minor by Robert Schumann. That's pretty astounding. You can reduce that monstrous cello concerto down to two cellos. Nicholas Gold, the principal cellist, and Elizabeth Brown playing the orchestral parts.
That was fun.
Does that make any sense?
We'll come back with the third movement next time.
Oh, yes, indeed. Can you tell us anything about how did you do this? How did you come up with the idea, first of all? It's beautifully singerly, like a vocal duet, the way it came across.
I came up with the idea when you called me about a week ago asking me to play on the radio.
That, wasn't it?
This idea has been in my head for a while, but I would like to have a little more time to execute the arranging part of it.
Right.
But I think it could be a fun project down the line.
Well, if you did that in a week, that's pretty amazing. I guess we should touch on the fact that a lot of musicians are away from Nashville during the summertime, and we were fortunate to catch Nick between a couple of obligations. So thank you very much for bringing this program today of Paganini and Schumann with Brian Eads on piano. Brian, best wishes on your next venture as music director for Les Mis, or whatever it is going to be. And Elizabeth Brown, thank you for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Playing for us, I should say, and we'll have to have you back to play for us again sometime.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you, Will.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, music from Austin Peay State University with Dr. Stanley Yates, who is a really fine guitarist. Dr. Stanley Yates is back live in Studio C next Tuesday. And our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their support of Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio.